Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. BTN listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the news show. It's the 28th of July, 2020. Here comes the best technology news happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off today's show with a little bit of privacy concerns with Instagram. Oh, and this also has to do with iOS 14. Seems like there's been a lot of this going on with the beta version of iOS 14. Thank goodness for beta testers, eh? Well, in the latest gathering of unexpected app behavior, users are reporting that they're seeing a green camera on indicator while using Instagram. And that's happening when they're just scrolling through their feeds. No, they're not taking a photo. They're not taking a video. Yeah, a little unsettling, isn't it? Now, Instagram says, Yeah. That's happening because of a bug, and it's currently being fixed. They're saying that the create mode is actually accessible from the Instagram camera, which actually could set off the camera indicator. And then swiping into the app's camera from feed may also trip it up. They went on to say, we only access your camera when you tell us to. Yeah, we'll see about that. The only thing Instagram's got going on their side right now is this is just a slew of what's been going on with iOS 14, and a whole bunch of different apps doing a lot of funky things they shouldn't be. It is kind of funny, though. You might remember last year, Facebook fixed a similar bug in iOS. Remember, that actually appeared to be activating devices' cameras in the background without us ever knowing. Kind of makes you wonder, did it make its way to Instagram, too? I wonder. Photoshoppers on iPad, you got a whole bunch of new features today that have actually been ported over from the desktop. Yep, get ready to use that refined edge brush and also the rotate canvas tool. Yes, those features, quite important ones by the way, are finally available for the iPad version. Another nice thing to see too is the interface. It's been simplified for use with touch controls. And on top of that, Adobe says the tool will actually deliver the same results as you get on the desktop version. Well, in the new normal that is, Google's kind of saying, well, maybe we'll just keep our employees home till next year. At least that's what the CEO sent out in an email to all employees on Monday. They're going to keep their 200,000 full-time and contract employees working remotely until July of 2021. And they're saying that's at the very least. Now, no, this is nothing really out of the normal. Tech firms have announced they have long-term plans to keep employees at home. But it is the first time we've heard from a major company to actually extend remote working until the middle of next year. One thing that's definitely the same for Google and for us, we're all just waiting on a damn vaccine. And finally, boy, there's been a big old nice giga leak when it comes to Nintendo. And as a geek, these are kind of the leaks we like to see. Yes, a source code from the mid-1990s has actually surfaced online, revealing so many prototypes of games that looked and behaved very differently from the final product. Different interfaces, music was different, even mini-games. Even that abandoned Star Fox 2, which, by the way, actually did see it in SNES Classic Edition. Believe it or not, the pilot was actually going to be a human to start with. In actual fact, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Could you imagine Super Mario Kart with no drifting? Well, it didn't have it to begin with. Now, other things leaked with this code included alternate artwork for Super Mario World, and even a Zelda 3, apparently with a very early engine test for what would become Mario Kart 64. Now, strangely enough, we don't know where this thing actually came from, other than it probably came from Nintendo. Definitely not officially, though. And even though as old as it is, it's still fun to look at it. Unfortunately, though, we know how Nintendo's been in the past. Don't look for it to be on the interwebs too long. I'm sure takedown lawyers are already in action. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, is at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the BTN podcasts over there and check out our blog, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and our community ever-evolving and so much fun. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.